Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. And the Father says today, there's been a heaviness on your spirit, a weariness that has dimmed your inner light. Circumstances have been harsh, disappointments have lingered far too long. The burdens you carry have stolen your joy. But know this, beloved, the season of restoration, renewal, and endearment is upon you. I see your silent tears. I hear the unspoken cries of your heart. I am a God who redeems lost time and mends broken places. Expect a fresh outpouring of my spirit to wash over you, rejuvenating your weary soul. Your joy will return, not just a fleeting happiness depending on circumstances, but a deep, abiding contentment rooted in the unshakable love of your Father. The song that has been silenced within you is breaking forth anew. Creativity will flow. Worship will rise effortlessly from your lips. And the simple beauty of everyday life will once more bring a smile to your face. More than just a better feeling. This is restoration of your very essence, a return to the vibrancy for which you were created. This restoration, it's not going to be a quick fix, but a gradual process of healing and renewal. Allow me to lead you through this time, providing the strength and the comfort that you need along the way. As you open your heart to my love and allow me to transform you, and surely you will discover a depth of joy and a resilience you never thought possible. The world may have tried to silence you, to silence your voice, but I have restored your song with a power and a beauty that will astound you. This unique melody, your unique purpose, is being restored to its original glory. Embrace this season of restoration with hope and expectation, knowing that the best is yet to come. And the renewed unfolding of my favor, my unmitigated favor, is redefining your struggle from difficulty to destiny, says the Father. God bless you.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing and bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW, if you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.